James Comer slams WAPO for pushing White House's false bribery probe narrative. By Wendell Hasebo on June 7, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RK White, slammed the Washington Post for pushing the Democrat and White House's false narrative about a $5 million bribery probe allegedly linked to President Joe Biden, after the talking points were shut down by former Attorney General Barr. On Tuesday, former Attorney General Bill Barr dispelled the White House and House Oversight Committee ranking member Jamie Raskin's DMD claim that the Justice Department ended the $5 million bribery probe allegedly linked to President Joe Biden. "It's not true. It wasn't closed down," Barr told the Federalist. "On the contrary, it was sent to Delaware for further investigation." But a report by the Washington Post's John Wagner omitted any mention of Barr's Tuesday statement. Instead, he continued to push the Democrat and White House's narrative. The Washington Post reported this week that the FBI and Justice Department under then-Attorney General William P. Barr reviewed the allegations and determined there were no grounds for further investigative steps, according to Raskin and other people familiar with the investigation. The allegation in the document was reviewed by the FBI at the time and was found to not be supported by fact. The investigation was dropped with the Trump Justice Department's sign-off, according to the people familiar with the investigation. Comer immediately pushed back against the reporting as drinking the Democrats' Kool-Aid. Just this morning, AG Barr confirmed that he sent the FBI record alleging a bribery scheme by VP Biden to Delaware for further investigation, Comer posted on Twitter. "The FBI, White House, and oversight Democrats lied to the American people. What did the at Washington Post do? Drink their Kool-Aid," Comer added. The Post's report, which Barr directly contradicted, comes as the Oversight Committee will vote Thursday at 9 a.m. to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. The FBI remains defiant toward the committee's subpoena of the FBI's file, even though Comer offered several accommodations. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.